The Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
So good to have you along. Today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. We got word from the Utah Foundation that something rather interesting had unfolded, and there was some interesting information out. Priorities for people in the great state of Utah, and also along with those priorities of the folks in the state, comparing those with the priorities of those who are running for governor. And I'm very pleased to welcome to our studio Christopher Collard, and he is research analyst with the Utah Foundation. Christopher, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Might want to wave at the cameras. I was just joking with my friend Dan Bomas. We've known each other for a long time in the radio business, and there was a day you used to be able to kind of hide out in a radio studio. You'd come in your shorts and, you know, whatever. Not anymore. So tell us about this research, and tell us what, first of all, Utahns are saying are their highest priorities.
So we did a couple of surveys. Our first survey was we went out to Utah voters to see what they found most important. We asked them, we gave them 21 topics and asked them to rate on a concern of from 1 to 5. And so some of the topics that came back to be most important was healthcare, which has been consistently on our top 10 list over the past few years, but this year it actually rose to first place. Jobs in the economy, which had been first place the last couple election cycles when we did this, has dropped down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also one thing of note is that a lot of things about the environment, about where we live, came up. Air quality, water supply and quality, and the environment in general were all on our top 10 list.
And I'll show you what I did. I made that same note. As I was looking at the top 10 issues for 2016, I thought, boy, even though we have these separated, they're all environmental issues. We
right.
have air quality, we have water supply and quality, and the environment. And air quality is number 2, water supply and quality is number 6, and number 10, the overall environment. So I think that really is a healthy change for Utahns in general.
So they're very concerned about their natural surroundings.
Right. So I understand that along with polling we mere mortals here in Utah, you also decided, well, maybe we'll find out how those who are running for governor feel about these issues as well. How did that unfold?
Right. So we extended the same survey, a little bit shorter survey, so it was abridged, to the gubernatorial candidates, just to help give voters a method to kind of see who aligns best with their interests and provide this common framework for people, just voters in general, to kind of see where candidates stand and who best represents them.
So when they answered, what kind of alignment did we see? Maybe we could take them candidate by candidate so we can make the most of our time. How about if we start on the Democratic side of the aisle? Maybe we could start with Mr. Cook. How did he align with what Utahns are saying?
So we try not to break them out candidate by candidate, because we were thinking more of this as a tool to help voters kind of see what their priorities are and then see who aligns best with their own. And so in general, there were a couple topics that the Democrats agreed on. They tended to put a little bit higher importance on things like their base cares about, such as air quality was important to all of them. And
I think some of the environmental issues, as I looked at that, and education also seemed to be high up. What about generally on the Republican side of the aisle? How did generally the Republican candidates align with the voters of Utah?
So they were all very concerned about state taxes and government spending, which was one of the top issues for all Utahns. The three Republican candidates who responded to the survey were also really concerned about public lands. And although that wasn't a top 10 issue for Utah voters overall, it was one of the top 10 issues for Republican voters.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. As I looked at the top 10 and I went down the list, I looked for public lands issues to be on there, and I did not see it. The sampling, how did that actually occur when you went out to people in Utah in general? How was this polling actually done?
And so we went through Dan Jones and Associates, and so they have a very thorough methodology where they can randomly select households across Utah, and we just kind of filtered out all non-voters and just asked these survey questions of voters.
Did you find generally that Republican candidates were aligning fairly well with their Republican counterparts who participated in the survey, and the same with Democrats, or were there some anomalies?
So part of the survey is we talked a little bit about the priorities. But we also had a separate section that kind of measured people's ideology. So it was a series of questions that kind of encouraged people to take either a conservative or a liberal position. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to plot these out on a graph. Those who answered 10 of these questions in a conservative manner ended up on one side. Those who ended up 10 liberal positions ended up on the other side. And so we were able to kind of show the distribution of how conservative and how liberal people are across the state.
Right.
And so when looking at how these candidates align on this scale, we found that the typical Democrat in Utah is pretty consistently conservative. They were likely to give 9 or 10 of these questions a liberal response, and the two Democratic candidates also ended up in that same spectrum. So they're about as consistently liberal as the typical Democrat. However, when we looked at Republicans, they ended up Utah Republicans in general ended up the typical Utah Republican was mostly conservative, mm-hmm. while the Republican candidates who responded to the survey, Jonathan Johnson, he was one who ended up also as a mostly conservative category, while Nate Jensen,
who has since dropped out, right?
Okay, he ended up in the consistently conservative category along with the two non-major party candidates.
Yeah, that happened just in the last day or so, because we have been working on the gubernatorial debate that will come up next Monday. And so we were all set. He was in the mix, and then he sent a letter and indicated that he, because of a very, very similar platform to Jonathan Johnson, that he was going to drop out, maybe very quickly, and we're real close to the end of the hour. But as I look in the Republican category here, and I look at healthcare, air quality, K-2 education, state taxes and government spending, and jobs in the economy, the five, I'm seeing some real differences. You know, on healthcare, Governor Gary Herbert is number 2, where Jonathan Johnson puts in a number 5. And the other, where there's the most dramatic difference, is K-12 education, 3 versus 5. What does that actually mean?
So the problem when we do a survey is we have to simplify everything down so that people can kind of give the same category to everything. And so we don't know for sure exactly what Governor Herbert means when he says he only gives a level of 2 in matters of concern about healthcare. And one thing we thought at the office was perhaps he's not very concerned about these issues because he's done a lot and he's kind of taking care of them. We've seen in the last legislative session the whole issue around Medicaid.
Yeah, Medicaid expansion.
Expansion has kind of been resolved to a certain degree, as well as he ended up getting a lot of extra funding for education passed. And so maybe in his mind, these are kind of issues that have been addressed, and he's now trying to focus on some of the other important issues as well.
This information in general, is it available to the public? Can they go to a website?
We have this report. It is online now. We also have an interactive graphic where you can go online and look at how the candidates align with the parties. We also have not just the gubernatorial candidates, but we have all the other candidates as well for the state and legislature and for the state treasurer and all the other offices that are open at this election season.
There's some really interesting information in here. I encourage everybody to go take a look at it. And Christopher, thank you so much for taking a little time to join us this morning here at KSL.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Christopher Collard with us, research analyst with the Utah Foundation. A new study is out, Voters Priority Project, and you can get the information. The website again is?
You can find this information at utahpriorities.org.
All right. Thanks so much. And coming up on the Doug Wright Show, we're going to talk your voice, your vote. John Kerry is saying that the race so far is embarrassing, and it's very difficult for he and the president as they represent the nation elsewhere around the world. And what are the real odds? We're going to walk through, I said about 75% of a contested convention. We're going to walk through the research behind that coming up on today's Doug Wright Show.